Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Actors Inspiration with Amber Wegner. Happy Sunday, if it is the day that you are listening. It is, gosh, we are almost through August. How is this possible? Today is August 21st, and this year is flying by. It is just nutty. I was listening to a podcast this morning, my favorite, Awards Chatter with Scott Feinberg from Hollywood Reporter. And he was interviewing, I'm still catching up. For those of you who are new to the podcast, I started listening to that podcast from episode one, and I'm now at almost episode 400. It completely took me through quarantine and continues to be my lifeline to the industry. Anyways, I was listening to an interview with Sarah Cooper, who I was not familiar with, but she had made a huge impact in comedy during the Trump administration when she would do lip syncs of things that he said. She's a Jamaican woman, Jamaican immigrant here, and she's hilarious, grounded, very interesting woman. And she had her success in entertainment after the age of 40, which I always admire and applaud. Prior to that, she had a great career at Google and could have, you know, stayed in design and graphic design and that kind of thing, but opted to tip her toes into the entertainment industry when she got some traction. So it's an interesting story if you want to listen to it. Sarah Cooper on Awards Chatter. It's just an interesting episode. I always find, as you listeners know that have been listening for a while, I find people's stories fascinating and inspiring. So what is inspiring you these days? What books are you reading? What shows are you watching? My husband and I just watched Elvis. We are a little late to the show, but it is on demand now. So we watched Elvis the other night. I had no idea that part of that man's story. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but wow, what a life. What a life. What a tragic life in so many ways, but what an amazing artist. And if you've seen the movie, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Amber Wegner 777 on Instagram, or anything else that you've seen or been doing, always interests me because I get some pretty great ideas through all y'all. Let's see. I think the last time I came in, I was coming to you from the Sony lot at like 5 a.m. And that was super fun. And you will possibly be hearing from me from there quite often, because I've got an ongoing gig that I'm doing in addition to another gig also working in Culver City. I'm so grateful to have work, and especially close to home. I feel very, very grateful for that. So what are you up to? Share with me. I am going to read the chapter N from Alphabet of Wisdom, talking about nostalgia. Oh, I love me some nostalgia. Okay. Definition: a sentimental longing or wistful affection of the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations. Oh, nostalgia. To me, nostalgia is like a time machine. I am able to transport back in time from as early ages as 2 or 3 years old with a simple smell or a soft touch or a familiar song or a sweet taste. There is a certain smell of a freezer. Not every freezer, not the freezer in my house, but once in a while, every 5 or 10 years, I will open someone's freezer and the smell will catapult me back to being in preschool. Once I am back there, I remember my teacher. Her name was Rainbow. This was 1977. I remember nap time at that preschool. I remember listening to the tapes of Beatrix Potter, The Tale of Peter Rabbit. Nostalgia can take us back to some wonderfully beautiful places. It can also take us back to places that were once good, or relationships that were once good, and then trick us to believing that maybe that time could work out again. We hear songs from 20 years ago, and we can remember the bar we were in, the crush we had, the first kiss we had. Music can do wonderful things to bring fantastic nostalgia. The holidays are another time that are nostalgic for me. As dysfunctional as my childhood was, Thanksgiving and Christmas were always very magical times. My mom would host Thanksgiving and my aunt would an aunt and uncle would host Christmas Eve. I remember always listening to Christmas music while my mom decorated her tree and my brothers and I decorated our tree. My mom always had a big, beautiful tree with white lights, big lace bows, and elegant ornaments. It always looked so pretty as we drove by our house. Us kids, we had a nice big tree also. My stepdad would put the colorful lights around the tree and then we would put ornaments on. You could tell the kids decorated the tree because the decorations only went so high and they were always clustered together. I was always very proud of our tree, but secretly, I always wanted my mom's tree. Guess what my tree looks like these years? Thanks, Mom. Nostalgia can also bring us closer to people that have passed in our lives. Whenever I want to get near my Grandma Kay, who passed in 2007, just before I married my husband, I go to the ocean. I think of her and my fond memories with her, and with a simple gust of the wind, I feel her presence. The simple fact that most of us can retrieve our memories is a wonderful invitation to transport back to a time where you were with a loved one that is no longer here on earth. What brings you nostalgia? So share with me, Amber Wagner 777 on Instagram, the things that bring you nostalgia. You know, it's funny as I talk about our Christmas tree, my stepkids are Jewish. Their mom is Jewish. And so I have, through the years, incorporated a Christmaka tree. So we still have a Christmas tree, but I put the blue lights on it. And we also keep a menorah in the house. And it's fun to incorporate, you know, multiple things as life evolves. I'm very respectful of our kids' Judaism and the fact that they've embraced it. And we also love our Christmas traditions as well. So I cannot believe the holidays are right around the corner. That just seems crazy to me. But I can't go there. It's August. We're still in August, and I'm going to stay put in August. So that's it. I'm keeping it nice, sweet, and short on this beautiful Sunday. We are taking our granddaughter back to school shopping. She is going into middle school. And I think that is a big time, a big transition going from elementary school to middle school. So we don't always take her back to school shopping every year. She has parents. But this is a big one, heading into middle school. Like, I always say to her, who do you want to be showing up to a new school? You can leave behind who you were in elementary school, the things that you didn't like about yourself. Leave them there. The things that you did like about yourself, embrace them and walk into this new space being the you that you want to be. Each time we get opportunities, every day we get opportunities to become the person we want to be. So who is it that you want to be today? Who is it that you want to show up in the world as? Who is it you want to represent? How is it that you want to represent yourself? And what are some things that you can do this coming week to get you in places that you want to be in your career, in your finances, in your relationships? Just food for thought. If nobody else tells you today, I believe in you. Go create some miracles and always believe that you can. Have a blessed day.